Right, in this session I'm going to share a few stories with you.
Takže v tejto prednáške chcem sa s vami podeliť o niektoré príbehy.
The year was 1844.
Bolo to v roku 1844.
And there was one of our pioneers by the name of Hiram Edson.
Bol to jeden z priekopníkov adventného hnutia, ktorý sa volal Hiram Edson.
And he tells the story of what happened in a home.
A on popisuje v tomto príbehu, čo sa udialo v jeho dome.
This was during the days of the Millerite movement.
Bolo to v časoch millerického hnutia.
So the Adventist church had not organized.
Adventistická cirkev ešte vtedy nebola zorganizovaná.
And we had not taken the name Seventh-day Adventist church.
A ani sme ešte nepoužívali meno Adventisti 7. dňa.
But this was what was happening at that time.
Ale v tom čase sa udialo nasledovné.
There was a meeting where the story of the second coming of Jesus was going to be preached.
Bolo to jedno stretnutie, na ktorom sa malo kázať evanjelium o druhom príchode.
And while they're putting out the chairs in this meeting place,
a keď tam umiestnili stoličky na tom mieste, kde sa zhromaždili,
two wagon loads or carriage loads of strangers turned up to come to the meeting.
Two
wagon loads or carriage loads, horse carriages.
Aha, vozy. Dva povozy sa tam priviezli na to miesto.
And these strangers came in to the meeting.
Aj cudzinci.
They knew it was going to be a Christian meeting.
Pretože to bolo kresťanské stretnutie.
But it was not until they got inside the meeting place that they actually found out this was a Millerite meeting.
A oni si mysleli, že to je millerické hnutie.
A meeting focused on the second coming of Jesus.
To stretnutie bolo zamerané na zvestovanie druhého príchodu Ježiša.
And when they found this out, they decided to leave.
A tento človek popisuje, keď som tam prišiel, rozhodol som sa, že radšej odídem.
And so they were quietly getting up to move out of the meeting place.
Tak prišli na to miesto stretnutia.
And before they reached the door,
ale skôr ako vstúpili do dverí,
a man and his wife,
muž a jeho žena,
and then a third and a fourth and a fifth person all fell on the floor.
A potom tretia, štvrtá, piatý človek padli na zem.
Until the moving of the Holy Spirit actually caused all of these visitors to fall on the floor.
A potom to pôsobenie Ducha Svätého spôsobilo to, že všetci tí návštevníci popadali na zem.
And these people were crying.
Tí ľudia kričali.
And pleading for mercy.
Volali o pomoc.
And 13 of these people were converted.
A potom volaní o milosť, 13 z nich sa obrátili.
And accepted Jesus before the end of that meeting.
A skôr ako toto stretnutie sa skončilo, tak prijali Ježiša.
Hiram Edson tells his story in his writing.
Hiram Edson vo svojich spisoch zaznamenal tento príbeh.
Was this just a one-off occurrence?
Bol to snad len jeden z prípadov.
Ellen White tells of an experience.
Sestra Whiteová tiež popisuje inú skúsenosť.
She was in the city of Portland.
Bola v meste Portland.
She was just a young girl.
Bola vtedy ešte mladá dievča.
And during the Millerite meetings,
a počas Millerovho stretnutia,
she would sit very close to where the preacher was.
Sadla si veľmi blízko pod kazateľňu.
In this large hall, it was like a concert hall called the Beethoven Hall.
Bola to Beethovenová hala, veľmi veľká koncertná sála.
And of course there were many people there. This was a big revival, this revival happening at that time.
V tom čase to oživenie bolo veľmi veľké, takže tam bolo veľa ľudí.
And there was a man by the name of Elder Stockman who was preaching.
A kázal tam človek, ktorý sa volal Stockman.
And while he was preaching,
a počas jeho kázne.
And this is what Ellen White writes.
Sestra Whiteová zaznamenáva toto.
A person by the name of Mr. Brown,
bol tam nejaký človek, ktorý sa volal pán Brown,
was deeply moved by the Holy Spirit.
Bol hlboko zasiahnutý Duchom Svätým.
He became pale.
Zbledol úplne.
And he fell off his chair.
Opustil stoličku.
But
spadol.
The preacher caught him as he was falling to the floor.
A ten kazateľ ho zachytil, ako aby nepadol až na zem.
And they took him and lay him on a seat behind the preacher.
A ležal na stoličke pred tým kazateľom.
And there he rested during the rest of the sermon.
A tak zostal až do konca tej kázne.
And then he got up.
potom povstal.
And his face was shining, Ellen White says, with the light from the Sun of Righteousness.
A jeho tvár žiarila slnkom spravodlivosti.
And he spoke of Jesus and what Jesus had done for him.
A hovoril o Ježišovi, o tom, čo Ježiš urobil pre neho.
Now she didn't just tell that story at the time.
Ale ona neporozprávala ten príbeh
práve vtedy. But many years later she told this story again.
Ale tento príbeh pripomínala po mnohých rokoch.
And she told the story of how the Holy Spirit was really present in that meeting.
A ona týmto príbehom zdôrazňovala to, že Duch Svätý bol osobne prítomný na tomto stretnutí.
In 1860. James White said last night.
James White povedal, že minulý
večer. I felt
večer,
more of the power of God than I have at any one time for 3 years.
Som prežil takú hlbokú prítomnosť Ducha Svätého, ako to nebolo nikdy za posledné 3 roky.
He was describing a prayer group in which he was participating.
A tak opisoval to, čo sa stalo v modlitevnej skupinke, ktorej bol členom.
Ellen White told of a very early experience.
Sestra Whiteová hovorí o tých ranných skúsenostiach.
This was in 1843.
Že to bolo v roku 1843.
So she was still quite a young girl, a teenager.
Vtedy ešte bola veľmi mladá, ešte bola.
And she tells of how a group of ladies knelt to pray together in a home.
Zhromaždila sa s ďalšími mladými ženami, dievčatami v jej dome a modlili sa.
And the Holy Spirit came upon the group so powerfully.
A Duch Svätý zostúpil na túto skupinu tak mocne.
That Ellen White says I was unable to go home that night.
A že sestra White hovorí, že nebola som schopná ten večer sa vrátiť domov.
I did not return to my home until the following day.
A nevrátila som sa domov ani ten nasledujúci deň.
And a great change had come over me.
Veľká zmena sa stala pri mne.
It seemed that I was not the same person going back home as I was the day before when I left.
Ja som poznala, že to už nie som tá istá osoba, keď som išla domov, ako som bola deň predtým.
She says my heart was full of happiness.
Hovorí, že moje srdce bolo plné šťastia.
And I kept repeating the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
A ja som pocítila, že Pán je mojim pastierom a veľmi silne.
He said, "I just keep repeating these words."
A ja som stále si opakovala tieto slova.
In 1875. James White tells of an experience where he and Ellen White were in a prayer meeting.
James White a jeho manželka opisujú, ako boli na modlitebnom zhromaždení.
And as they rose from prayer,
a počas tej modlitby,
he said the Holy Spirit came upon us.
Duch Svätý zostúpil na nás.
In such a supernatural and powerful way.
Takým nadprirodzeným a mocným spôsobom.
That we both fell to the floor.
Že obaja sme padli na zem.
Now, there are many of these experiences that we could share.
Existuje mnoho takýchto skúseností, o ktoré sa môžeme podeliť.
I have two papers here.
Mám tu dva papiere.
Early Adventists and the Holy Spirit.
Prví adventisti a Duch Svätý.
Written by one of our Adventist historians.
Je to napísané jedným našim adventistickým historikom.
And also director of the Ellen G. White Center.
A on je tiež riaditeľom centra spisov sestry Whiteovej.
Telling experience after experience of the Holy Spirit moving so powerfully upon our believers that they were on the floor or they sensed the presence of God in a very powerful way.
A on tu opisuje príbeh za príbehom mnohé také zážitky, kedy ľudia naplnení Duchom Svätým padli na zem alebo ďalšie iné nadprirodzené veci sa prejavili.
And we could share this material with you.
Môžeme tento materiál vám dať k dispozícii.
I have it in electronic form so that we could send it and if you wanted to translate it you could have a look at that material.
Mám to aj v elektronickej podobe a môžem vám to dať k dispozícii, aby ste si to mohli
there
preložiť.
There is also a paper that is about 30 pages long.
A tu mám ešte iný spis, ten má okolo 30 strán.
And this is produced by the Ellen G. White Center.
Vyprodukovalo to Centrum spisov sestry Whiteovej.
Written by Arthur White.
Napísal to brat Arthur White.
And this we also have in electronic form so we could send it to you.
A takisto to existuje v elektronickej podobe a môžeme vám to poslať.
And this is called Charismatic Experiences in Early Seventh-day Adventist History.
A ten nadpis hovorí charizmatické skúsenosti v histórii prvých adventistov.
And it also gives you an insight into what was happening in those early years.
A toto opäť prináša určitý vhľad do toho, čo sa dialo v tých prvopočiatkoch adventného hnutia.
And tells of the experiences of speaking in tongues in early Adventism.
A popisuje tiež skúsenosti hovorenia jazykmi v prvom adventizme.
And how Ellen White was happy on some occasions about it, and on other occasions she wasn't happy about it.
A popisuje, ako sestra Whiteová niekedy bola šťastná, že sa to deje, ale niekedy bola aj nerada. Netešila sa tomu, keď sa to dialo.
So we see that in early Adventism, some of the Adventists fell to the floor under the power of the Holy Spirit.
Takže sme spoznali, že v prvopočiatku adventného hnutia niektorí ľudia pod vplyvom Ducha Svätého spadli na zem.
Some felt the warm and fiery presence of God.
A mnohí opisovali veľmi horúcu a živú skúsenosť prítomnosti Božej.
On one occasion a group was actually praying for Ellen White. This is when she was still Ellen Harmon before she was married.
Skôr ako sa volala Whiteová, ešte v čase, keď sa volala Harmonová, tak skupina ľudí sa modlila za ňu.
And while the prayer was being offered, while the prayer was being prayed,
počas tej modlitby,
the Lord gave me strength and courage.
Pán Boh mi dal silu a povzbudenie.
And she explains what happened.
A ona popisuje, čo sa stalo.
She said a thick darkness had been around me.
Okolo mňa všade bola veľká temnota.
And while the prayer was being prayed,
a počas tej modlitby, ktorú som sa modlila,
a sudden light came upon me.
Zasiahlo ma veľké svetlo.
And something that seemed like a ball of fire struck me over my heart.
A niečo ako ohnivá gula zasiahla moje srdce.
My strength was taken away and I fell to the floor.
Stratila som svoju prirodzenú silu a padla som na zem.
There was a brother there, Elder Pearson.
Bol tam brat Pearson.
And he said, I have seen something that I never expected to see.
A on hovorí, ja som videl niečo, čo som nikdy neočakával, že uvidím.
I saw a ball of fire come down from heaven.
Ja som videl, ako keby ohnivá gula zostupovala z neba.
And this ball of fire came and struck my sister right on the heart.
A tá ohnivá gula ako keby zasiahla do srdca sestru
Whiteovú. I saw it, I can never forget it.
A ja som bol šokovaný a nikdy to nezabudnem.
So our pioneers expressed the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit.
Takže naši pionieri, priekopníci opisujú veľmi mocné prejavy ducha.
And even the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Dokonca aj oheň Ducha Svätého.
Now we're not reading some symbolic terms here.
A tuto nenachádzame žiadne symbolické termíny.
We're reading the records of these people who were there, who are telling us this is what we experienced and saw.
To je jednoducho záznam, to, čo ľudia videli, a oni hovoria, to je to, čoho sme sa zúčastnili.
So they fell on the floor, they experienced the warm, fiery presence of the Spirit.
Takže zažili to, že ľudia padli na zem, zažili aj to, že Duch Svätý zostúpil vo forme ohňa.
Of course, these things were not new.
Samozrejme, tieto veci neboli nové.
These manifestations of the Holy Spirit had been seen during the awakening revival.
Tieto prejavy Ducha Svätého sa už prejavili počas oživenia.
They had been seen in the preaching of the Wesley brothers.
Počas oživenia pri kázaní bratov Wesleyovcov.
And as Adventists, we came out of the Methodist movement. That's our heritage.
A naše korene sú v hnutí metodistov, pretože adventisti vlastne vyšli z toho metodistického hnutia.
And these manifestations had been seen in the Advent revival.
A takéto prejavy ducha sa tiež prejavovali aj v hnutí adventného oživenia.
And this revelation of the Holy Spirit was seen in these ways in early Adventism.
A teda tieto prejavy, tieto zjavenia Ducha Svätého sa diali v dobe prvotného adventizmu.
But today many of us would feel very uncomfortable even knowing about this history.
A ja viem, že niektorí z vás sa môžete v súčasnosti cítiť trošku aj nepríjemne, keď len sa toto dozvieme, že to sa dialo v adventistickej
dejine. And if what happened to our pioneers was happened to us today,
a ak by sa niečo také, čo sa stalo našim priekopníkom, malo stať nám dnes.
Or if what happened in New Testament times was to happen to us today.
Alebo keby sa stalo niečo také, ako sa dialo v časoch Novej zmluvy,
we would be very uncomfortable.
tak by sme sa cítili veľmi nepríjemne.
In fact, probably more than that, we would be opposed to it.
Dokonca možno viac ako oni, my by sme boli proti tomu.
Imagine if the Holy Spirit decided to reveal himself in some dramatic way here today.
Predstavte si, že by Duch Svätý sa prejavil dnes nejakým veľmi dramatickým spôsobom.
And you're praying for the Holy Spirit to fill your life.
A vaša modlitba o to, aby Duch Svätý sa prejavil a zostúpil na vás v vašom živote.
And he moves into your life and he's cleansing sin and you start weeping and you're weeping about your sin.
A že by vy ste to prežili veľmi emocionálne a začali by ste nahlas plakať a plakať nad svojimi hriechmi.
And you fall on the ground before God confessing your sin.
A vy by ste padli na zem a začali by ste prosiť Pána Boha, aby vám odpustil.
How would many of us react?
Ako by väčšina z nás začala reagovať?
What would be our response?
Tak aká by bola naša reakcia, odpoveď na to?
Or if the Holy Spirit came with his power upon this whole group and we were so pressed by the Holy Spirit that we couldn't get up and walk home even.
Predstavte si, že by Duch Svätý zostúpil na túto našu skupinu a že by nás to tak mocne zasiahlo, že by sme ani neboli schopní sa pohnúť ani nikde ísť, ani z domov.
If the Holy Spirit came like a wind and a fire and was here like tongues of fire in this room or like a ball of fire with our early pioneers.
Alebo keby Duch Svätý zastúpil sem ako veľký vietor, alebo v podobe ohňa, ako to bolo u prvých kresťanov, alebo dokonca ako ohnivá gula, ako pri našich priekopníkoch.
Possibly a report would reach the conference office and the union and there'd be great concern that there is some fanaticism has broken out here.
Určite by okolo toho bola nejaká diskusia na združení a na Unii a ešte na iných inštitúciách, že či tu nedošlo k nejakému fanatizmu.
And the division might even call a special meeting and decide that everybody here is not an Adventist.
A možno, že na úrovni divízie by zorganizovali nejaký výbor, ktorý by musel konštatovať, že to, čo tu je, že to nemá nič spoločné s adventizmom.
We're not very comfortable with our history.
My sa veľmi necítime príjemne, keď spomíname si našu históriu.
And when we think about it, we're not even very comfortable with our early Christian history in the Bible.
Ale niekedy sa necítime ani veľmi príjemne, keď čítame, čo sa dialo v prvokresťanskej cirkvi, v Biblii.
Now, it's okay if the Holy Spirit does these things back in Bible times.
Samozrejme je to v poriadku, ak Duch Svätý takéto veci robil v biblických dobách.
And it's okay if the Holy Spirit did these things back in the days of our pioneers.
A samozrejme bereme to, že je to v poriadku, ak sa to dialo v dobe našich priekopníkov.
And it's okay even if he does this in Africa.
A možno je to v poriadku ešte keď sa to deje niekde v Afrike.
Because you know we can sit in church on Sabbath morning and read the mission story.
Pretože vy môžete sedieť vo zbore ráno a čítať misijnú skúsenosť.
And you'll read there about devils being cast out.
A vy môžete čítať o tom, ako diabol sa tam niekde
prejavil. Or you read of a pillar of fire that protected God's people.
Alebo čítate o tom, ako ten ohnivý stĺp chránil Boží ľud.
Or we'll read of some amazing manifestation of the Holy Spirit's presence.
A čítame o tých mnohých zázračných prejavoch ducha.
And you know what we do?
A viete, čo robíme?
We sit in Sabbath school and we all nod our heads and we say, isn't that wonderful?
A my všetci sedíme v sobotnej škole, prikyvujeme hlavou a hovoríme, no nie je to úžasné.
What God is doing in Africa.
Čo Pán Boh robí v Afrike.
But if he did that in your home church.
Ale keby toto sa udialo vo vašom miestnom zbore.
And if he did that here.
A keby sa to udialo, keby Pán Boh to urobil
then
tu.
Then many of us would be really disturbed and we'd say, no way, this is extreme.
A väčšina z vás alebo mnohí z nás by sme povedali, no toto teda nie, toto je extrém.
So I just wanted to survey that history.
Musíme sledovať, čo sa dialo v našich dejinách.
Why is it that the Adventist Church, which began with such a strong involvement with the Holy Spirit?
Uvažujme, prečo v dejinách adventizmu na začiatku boli také jasné a také veľmi zreteľné prejavy ducha.
Why are we so cautious today?
Prečo dnes to je ináč?
Well, it's interesting looking at our history.
Skúsme si ešte ďalej všímať naše dejiny.
Something happened in the 1890s that changed the attitude of Adventists.
V 1890 rokoch 18. storočia sa tiež niečo udialo.
In the late 1880s we had an important conference.
Vtedy sme mali veľmi dôležitú konferenciu.
Focusing upon righteousness by faith.
A táto konferencia bola o ospravedlnení z viery.
And encouraging a new relationship with Jesus.
Táto konferencia vyzývala ľudí a pozbudzovala ich k osobnému prijatiu Ježiša.
And this was supported and encouraged, of course, by our pioneer leaders, including Ellen White.
A táto konferencia bola vedená a podporovaná priekopníkmi, včetne sestry Whiteovej.
Now this strong emphasis upon a relationship with Jesus.
A tento veľmi jasný záujem o Ježiša.
It of course focused upon a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
To bolo zamerané na oživenie vzťahu s Duchom Svätým.
And there were a couple of key preachers who were really focused upon the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
A niektorí tí kľúčoví kazatelia, ktorí tam boli, tak sa vo svojich kázniach veľmi zamerali na dielo Ducha Svätého.
These included Ballinger and a man by the name of Jones.
A jeden z nich bol Ballinger a druhý bol Jones.
And they were talking about the Holy Spirit all the time.
A oni celý ten čas tam kázali o Duchu Svätom.
They were encouraged by their conference president.
Ten predseda toho združenia ich podporoval.
And their conference president really focused the pastors on the study of the Holy Spirit.
A on vyzval kazateľov, aby sa zamerali na študovanie práce diela Ducha Svätého.
They wanted the Holy Spirit in their lives.
Oni chceli, aby Duch Svätý pôsobil v ich životoch.
But they started to manipulate the working of the Holy Spirit.
A oni začali manipulovať to dielo Ducha Svätého.
And they worked to make sure that they had this experience of manifestations.
A oni sa snažili urobiť nejaké aby sa prejavili tam nejaké prejavy vonkajšie.
So as to ensure what they saw as this special experience.
Aby mohli byť si istí, tak chceli mať tieto zvláštne skúsenosti.
They would actually plan their meeting places so that they could be sure that people would have these experiences.
A tam bolo určité miesto, ktoré bolo určené na tie skúsenosti.
And they set the seating around in a certain order.
Oni dali tie stoličky do kruhu.
And they planned certain kind of music.
Oni tam hrali určitý druh hudby.
Because they wanted people to fall down under the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Pretože oni chceli tou hudbou vyvolať to, aby ľudia padli v prítomnosti Ducha Svätého.
Because they came to see this as an important part of their growing experience with Jesus.
Pretože oni si mysleli, že toto je veľmi dôležitá časť toho rastu v skúsenosti s Ježišom.
If people fell down,
pretože mysleli si, že ak ľudia padnú na zem,
they saw these people as going through a Garden of Gethsemane experience.
Verili, že ten človek, ktorý padne, tak prechádza skúsenosťou Getsemanskej záhrady.
And if they went through a Garden of Gethsemane experience on the floor,
a keď prejdú tou skúsenosťou, ktorú Pán Ježiš prežil v Getsemanskej záhrade,
agonizing
na zemi,
over their sins,
a vyznajú svoje hriechy
and weeping,
a plačú,
then out of that experience,
potom na záver tej skúsenosti,
they saw people as rising to a new life.
Privedie ľudí k tomu, že povstanú k novému životu.
And a teaching developed that we call the holy flesh teaching.
A to učenie, ktoré okolo toho vzniklo, tak to bolo učenie o svätom tele.
A teaching that said that if you go through this close experience with the Spirit,
a to učenie hovorí, že ak prežijete túto osobnú hlbokú skúsenosť,
and you experience the Garden of Gethsemane experience,
prežijete tú skúsenosť pádu na zem v Getsemanskej záhrade,
then you will be without sin in your flesh.
Potom vy budete bez hriechu vo svojom tele.
And so anything like sickness or ill health was seen as sin.
Potom sa vás nedotkne nič, čo je spojené s hriechom a žiadna choroba.
And even poverty was seen as sin.
Ani a dokonca chudoba bola vnímaná ako symbol hriechu, prejav hriechu.
Now this idea was developing through the 1890s.
A táto myšlienka sa rozvíjala v 90. rokoch 18. storočia.
And Ellen White was so concerned about this.
Sestra Whiteová bola tým tak sklamaná.
That she did something quite dramatic in her old age. She was getting quite old even by that time.
Vtedy už ona bola dosť stará, ale urobila niečo veľmi dramatické.
In 1901, Ellen White was living in Australia.
1901 žila v Austrálii.
She had been there for a number of years.
Bola tam už niekoľko rokov.
But she heard about these ideas developing in the Indiana Conference.
A ona počula, ako toto hnutie rastie v konferencii India.
And so in 1900...
Indiana, štátu Indiana.
Yeah. So in 1901 she traveled all the way from Australia back to the United States.
A tak sa rozhodla a pricestovala z Austrálie do štátu Indiana, do Spojených štátov.
And she arrived in time for the 1901 General Conference session.
A pricestovala na zasadanie generálnej konferencie v roku 1901.
And she came with messages of serious warning.
A priniesla posolstvo veľmi vážneho varovania.
She spoke of this as a fanaticism that was developing within the church.
A ona hovorila otvorene, že to je akýsi fanatizmus, ktorý vzniká, sa zakoruňuje v cirkvi.
And a fanaticism that could easily destroy the church.
A hovorila o tom, že tento fanatizmus dokonca môže zničiť, rozbiť cirkev.
What was different? What was different about what was happening in the 1890s and early 1900s? What was different compared to the early part of Adventism?
Čo teda bolo iné v tom, čo sa dialo na konci storočia, keď to porovnáme s tým, čo sa dialo v prvopočiatkoch našich priekopníkov?
Why did Ellen White say in the 1840s, 50s, 60s, 70s that when they were falling on the floor, this was an evidence of the Holy Spirit?
Ako je možné, že prečo sestra Whiteová hovorila o tom, keď niekto v rokoch 1840, 50, 60, 70 padol na zem, že to je jasný prejav toho, že Duch Svätý zostúpil.
And why did she see it as the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit came so strongly that they couldn't even get up and go home?
Dokonca ona vtedy hovorila, že ten Duch Svätý tak mocne zapôsobil, že ľudia ani neboli schopní ísť domov.
And they had visions.
Mala videnia,
and dreams,
mala sny,
and there was even some speaking in tongues.
A hovorilo sa tam aj jazykmi.
Why were those experiences seen as true experiences with the Holy Spirit?
Prečo tieto skúsenosti boli označované ako pravé prejavy Ducha Svätého?
But what was happening in this holy flesh movement was a dangerous form of fanaticism.
A prečo potom to hnutie, ktoré sa nazývalo hnutím tela, nazýva, že to je nebezpečný fanatizmus.
I'm sure in just my very brief telling of the story you can see some big differences between these experiences.
Myslím, že aj z toho, ako krátko som vám ja sa snažil povedať tieto príbehy, dokážete rozoznať určitý rozdiel.
In the 1840s, 50s, 60s,
v tých 40-tych, 50-tych, 60-tych rokoch,
they were praying.
Tí ľudia sa modlili.
They were reading the word of God.
Čítali, študovali Božie slovo.
They were seeking the Holy Spirit.
Prosili o zoslanie Ducha Svätého.
But they were not trying to control him.
Ale oni sa nesnažili toho Ducha Svätého kontrolovať.
They were not trying to manipulate an experience.
Nesnažili sa zmanipulovať nejakú skúsenosť.
Remember, we read, James White said, we were praying.
James White hovorí, my sme sa modlili.
And we got up to leave.
A potom sme chceli odísť.
And the Holy Spirit came on us and pressed us down onto the floor.
A vtedy ten Duch Svätý zostúpil a my sme padli na zem.
They were not there saying, Holy Spirit, come, slay me on the floor. They were not whipping themselves into some human-induced excitement.
Nedialo sa tam niečo také, že by niekto sa modlil a hovoril, Svätý Duchu, príď a zval ma na zem, alebo zasiahni ma nejako, ale jednoducho oni sa nesnažili ho manipulovať.
When these people came to the cottage meeting,
keď títo ľudia prišli na nejaké stretnutie na chate,
they were about to leave the meeting and they were walking out from the meeting when the Holy Spirit came on them.
Stalo sa, že tí ľudia už chceli odísť domov, práve odchádzali a vtedy zostúpil Duch Svätý a ich zadržal.
But during the 1890s and early 1900s there were movements to try to manipulate and control these experiences.
Ale na prelome storočia sa stretávame s tým, že tie zhromaždenia boli v snahe manipulovať Duchom Svätým.
They were using the setting.
používali k tomu zvláštny spôsob sedenia.
They were using music.
Používali k tomu hudbu, ktorá to vyvolávala.
They were using the expectation that they would be slain in the spirit, all as a setting to create this this manifestation.
A oni sa snažili robiť všetko preto, aby nejakým spôsobom to vyvolalo a vyvolali, aby tí ľudia, ktorí tam sú, tak boli takto zasiahnutí.
We do well to take note of the warnings from that period of time.
A my nesmieme zabudnúť na varovanie, ktoré zaznelo v tom čase.
But should we neglect the experience of our early years?
Ale môžeme sa vyhnúť tej skúsenosti, ktorá bola v prvopočiatkoch?
Tragically, the experiences of the 1890s and early 1900s,
tá skúsenosť 80-tych, 90-tych rokov,
and our movement towards maturity as an organization,
a to hnutie, ktoré viedlo
zorganizovanie it all dampened or put out our dependence upon the Holy Spirit.
Viedlo potom k tomu, že sme sa ako keby oddelili od závislosti na Duchu Svetom.
And by the time Ellen White died in 1915,
v roku 1915 potom sestra Whiteová zomrela.
The Adventist Church had moved firmly into a period where we were very cautious of the Holy Spirit.
A potom sa cirkev dostala do obdobia, kedy sme boli ako keby oddelení, vzdialení opatrní na pôsobenie Ducha Svätého.
Even our discussions after Ellen White died of how she did her work and how the Holy Spirit moved in her life in the 1919 Bible Conference, those discussions were not shared with the wider church.
Dokonca ani diskusia o tom, ako v jej živote Duch Svätý pôsobil alebo nepôsobil, aj týmto diskusiám sa ľudia radšej vyhýbali.
And in the 1920s, the Adventist Church moved towards what we call fundamentalism within Christianity.
A v okolo roku 1920 sa adventizmus posunul do oblasti, ktorú nazývame fundamentalizmus v kresťanstve.
We could spend a lot of time discussing that, but you're not really interested in a history lesson on that.
Veľa by sme o tom mohli diskutovať, ale vy ste tu neprišli preto, aby ste sa zaujímali o hodinu dejepisu.
But by the 1980s things were changing within Adventism.
Ale v 80-tych rokoch došlo k určitej zmene v adventizme.
Many were tired of the theological arguments within the church.
Veľa ľudí sa zaoberalo teologickými spormi vo vnútri cirkvi.
Many young people were tired of no power in their experience.
Mnohí mladí ľudia boli sklamaní, že nemajú žiadnu skúsenosť, žiaden taký mocný zážitok.
And many Adventists were saying, we want to return to the New Testament concept of being Adventists.
A mnohí hovorili, že chceme nájsť novozmluvný model adventizmu.
And I sense that within Europe today there is a deep desire for a living relationship with God through the Holy Spirit.
V Európe v súčasnosti je veľmi veľký záujem o oživenie života spojený s Duchom
Svätým. And that's why we've been here, to share together and explore the scriptures together.
A to je aj dôvod, prečo my sme tu a študujeme spolu písmo.
I believe the Holy Spirit is really challenging us today.
Verím, že Duch Svätý nás dnes veľmi mení.
Challenging us to move away from rituals and forms that we have followed for so long.
Duch Svätý nás vedie od rituálov a foriem, ktoré sme doteraz uskutočňovali v živote.
Challenging us to move away from being secular Adventists.
Vedie nás od toho, aby sme sa nestali sekulárnymi adventistami.
Because we have become very secular.
Pretože stávame sa veľmi sekulárni.
Where we're not sure that God can even answer our prayers.
My dokonca máme problém aj veriť, že by Pán Boh odpovedal na naše modlitby.
We're being challenged by the Holy Spirit, I believe, into a new relationship with Jesus.
Prežívame takú výzvu, aby Duch Svätý pôsobil novým spôsobom v našom živote.
Of course, around us there is an enormous revival of interest in the Holy Spirit and his power.
V súčasnej dobe okolo nás je veľmi veľký záujem o duchovné oživenie.
Pentecostalism or the charismatic movement is the fastest growing aspect of Christianity.
Charizmatické hnutie a letničné hnutie je veľmi silným aspektom, ktorý zasahuje celé kresťanstvo.
We think the Adventist Church is growing quite strongly in some countries.
My vieme, že cirkev adventistov rastie veľmi silne v niektorých krajinách.
But the only countries where Adventism is growing are countries where the charismatic movement is growing at a much greater rate.
Ale tie krajiny, v ktorých rastie adventistická cirkev, sú zrovna tie krajiny, kde charizmatické hnutie rastie ešte niekoľkonásobne viac.
There are local Christian churches in Africa that started 10 years ago.
Existujú niektoré zbory v Afrike, ktoré boli založené pred 10 rokmi.
That now have more members than the whole Adventist church worldwide.
Will?
That now have more members than the whole Adventist church worldwide. Mm-hmm. There are local charismatic churches in Africa that now have more members as a local church than the Adventist church worldwide.
Takže niektoré tie adventistické zbory, ktoré začínali ako miestne zbory v Afrike pred 10 rokmi a sú charizmatické, tak majú viac. Áno, charizmatické zbory niektoré v Afrike majú viac členov, tie miestne zbory, ako celá cirkev adventistov.
And by 2025,
a pri 2200 roku 2025
it is forecast that there will be at least 1 billion charismatic Christians in the world.
Sa očakáva, že bude 1 miliarda charizmatických kresťanov na svete.
So there is a huge interest in spiritual power.
Takže existuje obrovský záujem o moc ducha.
And the presence of the Holy Spirit.
A o prítomnosť Ducha Svätého.
We need to be mindful of this.
Musíme na to pamätať.
Now, I'm not suggesting that we would follow this movement.
Ja teraz nenavrhujem, nehovorím, že by sme mali nasledovať toto hnutie.
We have a special mission.
Pretože my máme zvláštne poslanie.
And we have a world view that we believe is based on scripture.
A biblické zásady, základy, ktoré musíme šíriť.
And there are a lot of serious concerns that we would have with the charismatic world view.
Ale existuje aj množstvo rizik, ktoré sú spojené s charizmatickým hnutím.
And we must challenge some of that thinking.
A my musíme čeliť niektorým z týchto myšlienok.
But we must be very much open to the fact that the Holy Spirit wants us to have a new and vital and living relationship with him.
Ale to, na čo nesmieme zabudnúť, že záujmom Ducha Svätého je, aby sme prežili nové oživenie Duchom Svätým.
And that's why we spent these days together.
A to je dôvod, prečo trávime tieto dni spolu.
To explore our relationship with Jesus.
Aby sme sa vzájomne zdieľali o náš vzťah s Ježišom.
And to invite the Holy Spirit into our presence and into our lives.
A aby sme pozvali Ducha Svätého, aby vstúpil do nášho života.
I just thank God for the special relationship that he desires to have with us.
A ja by som chcel Pánu Bohu ďakovať za ten zvláštny vzťah, ktorý má pre nás.
Let us just reflect upon this.
Skúsme o tom uvažovať.
Our Father.
Náš Otče.
We want to thank you for the love that you have for us.
Ďakujeme ti za lásku, ktorú si nám dal.
We thank you for the special and unique relationship that you want with us.
Ďakujeme ti za to zvláštny vzťah, ktorý máš pre nás.
Through the presence of your spirit you want to live in our lives.
Za prítomnosť Svätého Ducha, ktorý chce žiť v nás.
Jesus, you want to do your ministry in us and through us.
Pane Ježišu, ty chceš svoju službu robiť v nás a skrze nás.
And you indicated that when you're in our lives.
A ty si povedal, že keď budeš v našich životoch.
And your spirit is working within us as the body of Jesus.
A tvoj duch bude žiť v nás ako v tele Kristovom.
Then you will do the things that you did when you were here on this earth.
Že ty budeš robiť veci, ktoré si robil vtedy, kedy si bol na tejto zemi.
We do not seek a particular manifestation.
My nechceme túžiť a vyhľadávať nejaké zvláštne prejavy.
We are not focused upon healing or tongues or any particular sign.
My sa nezameriavame na uzdravovanie na jazyky alebo na nejaký zvláštny prejav.
Rather we're focused our God upon having your spirit live in our lives.
Ale nám oveľa viac záleží na tom, aby tvoj duch bol zrejmý v našich životoch.
And then Jesus, our Father, you will work as you want to work by your spirit in us.
Pretože ty, Pane Ježišu, a nebeský Otče, ty chceš skrze svojho ducha pôsobiť v našom živote.
First of all, you want to cleanse our lives by your presence.
ponajprv ty chceš oživiť a očistiť náš život.
And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will just come into us like a burning fire.
A my prosíme, Duchu Svätý, aby ty si zastúpil do nášho života ako horiaci oheň.
And with the love of Jesus, just change our lives from within.
A láskou Ježišovou zmenil náš vnútorný život.
Fill us with the light and the love of Jesus.
Naplň nás svetlom a Ježišovou láskou.
And cleanse out all the darkness of evil and sin.
Očisti nás od všetkej temnosti a zla a hriechu.
And then we pray for your baptismal power, Holy Spirit.
A my potom prosíme aj o pokrstenie a moc Ducha Svätého.
That you just fill us.
Aby si nás naplnil.
And flow through us.
A aby si nás zmocnil.
Making us powerful in our witness to Jesus.
Aby si nás uschopnil k tomu, aby sme dokázali svedčiť o Ježišovi.
We want, Holy Spirit, that you'll work in our lives in such a way that people will know that we have been with Jesus.
Chceme, túžime potom, aby ty si sa prejavil takým spôsobom, aby ľudia, ktorých stretávame, vedeli, že žijeme s tebou.
And so we ask that you'll flow through our lives as a stream of living water.
Prosíme, aby si nás naplnil, aby sme sa stali prameňom živej vody.
To bless and refresh all of those that we come in contact with.
Aby sme mohli byť požehnaním a oživením pre všetkých tých, ktorým sa stretávame. Aby sme mohli priniesť nový život prostredníctvom Ježiša Krista.
So we open ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, today.
Dnes chceme otvoriť naše srdce pôsobeniu Ducha Svätého.
And we thank you, God, for your grace and your love.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, za tvoju milosť a za tvoju lásku
and for your presence.
A za tvoju prítomnosť.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.